Then let's move on to the agenda proper. Item three is a briefing by the Hong Kong Architecture Centre, who are contemplating building a new centre, and they wish to brief us on the details. So if they could join us. Thank you. Welcome to you. Welcome.
Hi.
I think we have Agnes Ng, the Vice Chairman of the Centre. We have L.K. Chan, the another Vice Chairman. And we have Fedora Wong, I think, who's the Centre Manager. Just before we move into the briefing, does anyone have conflict of interest to declare? Andy's hands goes up.
Mr. Chairman, yeah. I'm sorry. My office is a member of the consultant team providing a pro bono service to the project, and I have to declare my interest.
All right. I think certainly Andy should stay. Obviously, it's best you don't participate in any discussion, but I think it's useful, I think, if you stay. Thank you very much. Anybody else? No, thank you. Right. The briefing. LK, I think you're going to do the briefing. Is that right?
Yes.
Please, off you go.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good morning. I'm L.K. Chan from Architecture Center, and then Anderson and our center manager. So today I would like to show you our a proposal. The site is actually at this location, Sheng Huan. And then we are actually not right in front of the harbour, but at the Finch. Now, this is the location. Now, just to help you locating this, this is the Wing On Center. And then this is Redwood Center. And then this is the harbour front. And then from the harbour side, you look at it, actually you're barely visible, that location, because it's actually step back from, and then there's some roads and bridges in front of it. Now, these pictures probably helped you to locate better, because this is exactly, you know, the location we're talking about. This is the harbour. This is facing the harbour. This is the car park. And then this is our proposed site, right at the junction of two bridges. So, now, this show better from another angle, but the harbour is actually on this side. And then this is Redwood Center, and this is Swing On. And this is a bridge. This is our proposed site. So, this site, we kind of suggesting to build our center at this location, because at the moment, this is a wasted traffic island. This site actually is not bad in accessibility at all, because the blue is the elevated walkway that link to the Sheng Huan MTR at this location, and this is this is a car park location, and this is the MTR. Above it is the flyover. So this is the Sheng Huan MTR, and this is the car park. Okay, just to give you a little bit background about this. Now, when we are thinking about building our new architecture center, we try to talk to the government and look for a building. And then, these days, a lot of people is proposing to rehabit some of the heritage building. But when we talk to the government officials, they think that, wow, you're an architect. Architects are supposed to be more creative. So, don't look at those buildings that are easy to use. Look for something that people can't use. So we are asked to go around and spot site. So we found this site, and then we think that it's very good location, and it's reasonable sized, but of course there's challenge of using it. I will tell you later. But initially we found out that the site is actually owned by transport department as a role. So we have go through the development opportunity office to consult highway, transport, and even present ourselves to the LDAC, and already support was given. So before we make formal submission to rezone the site from road to institutional use, we would like to seek your board opinions on this, and very soon we will also go to the district council. Now, before we talk about it, maybe Architecture Center may not be very, well known to you, because it's a newly established non-profit making organization. We have formally registered as a non-profit making under the ILD. Okay. Now, our mission, you probably think that because you may not know us, know about Hong Kong Institute of Architects, but actually, this is not only about architect. This is an organization including non-architect. Our mission is actually to bridge, you know, the architects or architecture with the community. So our mission, we call, our vision is called architecture for all. You know, this is our intention. So we used to have a little shop, which is a ULA site, that we kind of a $1 rent shops. We have operated this center in Central for years. And then unfortunately that site was now under redevelopment again. So we are now kind of accommodating ourselves in Hong Kong IA. It run on its own, sorry. Now these are some of our activity. Even we have such a tiny site, we have been holding exhibition, we have done exhibition at MTR station. We bring tour like the tram tour. These are some of the local tour we conduct. These are the outbound tour we bring public, people who are interested in architecture to see architecture outside Hong Kong. We have talks at our premises before, and sometimes we also do it with other co-organized, with other organization like these in the History Museum or in the Heritage Center. And then this is, we also conduct workshop like using models, you know, with the young people to learn architecture. We bring them to, for example, studio visit, or even go to Cha Tan Teng, you know, to understand the local culture. And then we have even done a New Year Bazaar, Lin Siu, and have a booth, and sell our product. We have conduct things on street, like this is a concert. We do the design, the setting, we help to do the setup. We go to a classroom to talk about, use architecture as a subject, you know, to talk art. It could be crossover with history, geography, a lot of subjects. And then I think the difference is that architecture is not only for professionals. We are, our intention is to bring it to people of all ages and all part of the community. Now, I think having this organization, we are modeling things like, you know, if you have been to Chicago, even retired people can bring you around to see the city. So for that reason, we have this hope that one day we can be an organization in a similar way. Now, looking back at our site, actually it's quite challenging. There's a lot of constraint, like there's a lot of manholes on the site, which we have to, you know, try to avoid. And then at the moment, also this site, because of the initial sort comments from transport and highway, and then for example, they have a concern about the site line, and then for that reason, we have to, you know, round up the shape. And then this is the initial proposal. We are proposed to build a little building, and then that we solve all the site problem, sideline problem, and etc. Above the deck, we're going to have an urban space that will be integrated with the bridge into a kind of piazza. And then our center will be accessed from the bridge level for a staircase down. And then above it, there will be some supporting facilities, maybe some outlet for register for a tour, or have some very specially designed architectural souvenir. And then outside there will be a space for exhibition or other events. So this is a section of it that shows, you know, the flyover on top. And then our center below, and the elevator bridge is actually at this location, which is we're going to link together into a one big space. And then here we will have some, what I mentioned earlier, the supporting facility. But because due to the constraint of the site, we have to make it quite innovative. So this is just an initial show modeling of the intention is that this is going to be a building. We hope that the lighting of it will be leaking out from the interior, so it's almost look like a light fittings in that dark corner of the city. So this is a image of it. Now, to talk about the merit of the project, we think, first of all, we provide urban space and amenity for the public. We are going to bring architecture education and appreciation to the public as well. And then I think having such a center, it could become a local attraction as well as an attraction for tourists. And then this will demonstrate that urban space can be, a wasted urban space can be used if we think innovatively. And then we think our center will help to brighten up this part of this a quite a dark environment under the flyover and demonstrate that we are trying to use quite innovatively different kinds of recycled material in these buildings. Now, these I don't want to explain in detail, but of course we have a lot of policy support before we can get full LDA, Z Highway and transport. And finally, the reason we come to this, because we are at your area of harbor, but honestly, we don't have any reclamation. It's just near the harbor. And then I think it's clearly demonstrated that we are going to have a different type of use, a diversity of use, compared with the infrastructure and commercial use in that location. It's going to be a GIC. And then in terms of urban design, I think you will see the merit of it, having the urban space, having the different scale, different language, different architecture in that location. I think successfully done, that will become a new icon in that location. And one thing which I think will benefit the harbour, because this is right at the location where you're going to walk outside to the section of elevated walkway in front of the Ring On, in front of the Sun Tat Centre. So, I mean, if there's a lot of people coming here into our centre, there's a chance that they will continue their journey to see the harbour, which is actually quite nice in that section of elevated walkway. And finally, I also know that you're concerned about permeability. I think we are not obstructing, causing any obstructions. And then we are also resolve the traffic problem. And then in terms of streetscape, we don't have streetscape because it's inaccessible from street side, but it's accessible from the bridge side. So I think we are actually creating a very interesting bridgescape. Instead of a boring long walk, it's going to be some event, some happenings at the location. And then in terms of sustainability, I already showed you that we are going to, actually we are already working, collaborating with contractors and things using recycled parts like, for example, cement washout from the concrete truck, a ship piles extracted from site. This potentially will become our construction material. And in terms of public engagement, as I mentioned earlier, we have come to here, we will go to town planning board as well as the district board soon. And then management will be, it will be a self-financed project and managed by Hong Kong AC. So it won't bring extra burden to the community nor to the government. So thank you.
Okay, thank you. And that was very concise, thank you, and very clear presentation. What I suggest we do, we'll gather all the comments and then you perhaps could respond when we've had four or five members' comments, rather than doing it individually. Can I just ask one question?
Yes.
For your list? Just on the funding model and the long-term viability of the proposal, because obviously you're a new organisation, and I live in a what-if world, I'm afraid. Well, I always have to ask the what-if question, and what if you don't receive the support, or going forward you find that you're challenged financially to run the building and the centre, what happens? I mean, just maybe you might like to pick that up, and you might like to give us an indication of the investment that's going to be involved, if you have that figure.
Sorry.
Collect the questions and you can then answer them collectively in a minute. Comments, reaction, please, thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. I heard about this before, and I found the choice of this site very creative. And personally, actually, I have looked at that site and thinking, well, how to use it before. But now it's found that you used and have a very good design for the site. But my question is, other than the Chairman's question on your future financial support is, in terms of construction, the site, look at it, it's not too big.
But you may have a lot of infrastructure thing need to be there. Say you need a lift because disabled access. And then you need to look for power supply. And then all these basic facility you need to put in the building, then my question is how many useful 4LS you will have? And you mentioned you have a lot of activity. How do you have a sort of initial planning of the site, how to use it, and how you incorporate all the proposals, service that you're going to introduce to the community? Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. Thank you. Any other comments? Peter, and then Paul.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Firstly, I'm a great supporter of the Architecture Centre. I always have been. I supported it from the outset, and I know Ronald Lewis has done a great job in the past. I'm not entirely sure what it really has to do with the harbourfront. There's no obvious interface apart from the bridge link. Having said that, I think even with an admitted architectural ingenuity, it does seem a particularly poor site to bridge a link between architecture and the community. There's probably too much work already been done to sort of go back on that. But the previous centre, which was directly off a busy urban street with a lot of pedestrian traffic and street markets, it's public, you know, I took people there going on sort of walks to the west of Central. This site, by comparison, seems almost entirely alien. I think it's a great pity that a site more in line with other creative industries related to the older street matrix couldn't have been found. Given that we're moving to a different site, also, I think in terms of design, it's perhaps a pity that it couldn't achieve greater prominence, actually. It's sort of hidden away, which I think is a bit of a shame. Of course, anything that can bring vibrancy and interest to such a wholly miserable site, I guess, should be supported. So, I mean, I would have to support it, even though I think we could find a much more useful and better site for it.
Thank you. Paul?
Chairman, I'm not a member of the architectural profession, so I don't take the... You know, I'm happy that the architects are trying to fix an ugly site like this. So in that sense, full support. Couple of queries, though. The color of that building, there's no light, and it's already very gray. And as far as I understand, there's a lot of air pollution around the area. And if you have an accentuated building like that, we're going to have lots of all kind of dirt sitting on the outside of the building. It's going to look grey, even more grey, very quickly. So I don't know whether that should be bright red or bright green or anything like that to make sure that at least it's going to colour up that very grey environment. So I would have a concern about the accentuated layout and keeping the site clean and making sure that it doesn't look like a blackened building very quickly. My question to the transport department is... That with the plans to potentially redevelop the car park and the fact that this is the Hong Kong, this is probably the largest traffic choke point that stops traffic coming through into Sheung Wan, which is completely blocked at this point at all times because of whatever goes on there. There's a lot of weaving of traffic, there's drop-offs, there is bus stops. I just wonder whether the transport department, not at some stage in the future, is going to tell us that they can't fix the choke point because they let the architectural service, the architectural center, to be built there. So I want to make sure that transport department is never ever going to say to us that they regret that they have put the building there because they can't ever solve the choke point. Right now, it is the major choke point that holds traffic back all the way down to Central. I'm a little bit, I just want to know for sure. But again, I fully support that, there is here at least some attempt to deliver what was promised to Hong Kong, that our elevated networks were going to be comprehensive, i.e. that they're not just corridors for people to walk, but that there are going to be other things to do where you can actually sit and wait and relax and do something else. So in that sense, I fully support that at least somebody's going to stick their money in the neck out for fixing part of our walkways. Thank you.
Thank you. Anna, please.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I want to speak in Cantonese.
Please.
其实
我本身個人咧係好支持善用我哋，尤其是中西區一啲即係橋底嘅，即係天橋底。本身喺區議會裏面咧都做過好多討論，就包括喺西港島線興建期間咧，都話能唔能夠用一啲橋底去做一啲停車位、泊車位，去解決一啲即係臨時泊車嘅問題。咁就喺而家呢個討論呢個地方咧，其實我哋喺兩三年前咧，運輸署同運輸署都傾過。就做一啲貨車嘅泊車位，去解決即係本身我哋區裏面少咗好多貨車泊車嘅空間。運輸署當時係話 OK 嘅，唔知點解搞咗兩年之後咧就影都冇埋。咁就原來就係即係 HKAC 嗰邊就同佢傾咗，但係佢又唔同區議會講。咁呢個我覺得係一個即係有問題嘅。但係本身我支持係善用橋底嘅，呢個事實我支持嘅。但係我對運輸署嗰個即係做法咧係有意見嘅。另外一個咧就係我睇到個設計其實我覺得都好有創意，但係有啲可行性上咧，我覺得都要再諗諗。包括第一就係即係嗰個位置，如果起一棟咁嘅建築物咧，其實嗰個地方本身已經好黑。通風唔好，頭先阿波都講咗。我覺得係咪真係最好嘅地方咧？我自己有個懷疑，喺一棟咁嘅建築物。第二一個地方真係即係污染嘅情況係比較嚴重嘅，尤其是嚟緊我知道發展局都有意欲再發展附近嘅一啲即係地方。咁所以咧再喺嗰度再起嘅話咧，我相信嗰度就變咗另外一條嘅隧道。那個空氣嘅流通啊，各方面咧都唔係太過理想。仲有一個咧就係本身咧。嗰棟大即係嗰棟建築物咧，似乎佢哋冇詳細講究竟內部嘅使用嘅情況係點樣。譬如我見到佢有 function room 啊嗰啲咁樣，係咪收費嘅咧？係點樣去用咧？我就好第一個感覺就已經見到佢個頂嗰度咧，既有一個小賣部啦，可能賣一啲即係 souvenir 嗰啲嘅設施。咁但係即係俾人嘅感覺就好似喂、起棟樓我嚟賣嘢嘅啫，就即係雖然佢話係一個非牟利嘅團體，咁但係。感覺上就係、是、都係一個牟利嘅，即係賺錢去營運嗰棟大廈。咁我明白佢而家唔需要政府去資助，但係我自己覺得你未俾到一個理由我點解即係我要支持你喺嗰度個地方去做，點解唔能夠喺其他地方去做呢？同埋本身仲有一個比較大嘅問題就係、是、個廣場，即係喺個頂嗰度咧，佢就話會做一個廣場。其實如果你行過嗰條天橋，我基本上每個禮拜都行兩三轉嘅話咧，你就會發覺個頂同個廣場嗰個空間咧好窄嘅。你做任何活動都其實不可行嘅，因為第一個空氣嘅問題，第二個光線問題，第三你搞活動咧嗰啲音響或者噪音咧係困翻喺個橋底嗰度嘅，係好嘈嘅。咁所以我就覺得嗰個廣場其實又冇乜特別大嘅即係作用可以發揮到，咁所以我對呢個咁嘅意見我就有啲保留嘅，係啊。
Please, thank you.
Thanks, Chairman.
I must say that I'm in support of the creation of this architectural center. However, look at the model that presented in front of me. I am a little bit concerned about the accessibility because I look at that model and I can only see the access is facing through the staircase from the footbridge. In my opinion, it does not take into account of the handicapped. How could the handicapped get access to this center, which I don't know. Maybe this is something that HKCA should consider later on. Also, my concern is also about the construction of this a building within such a constrained site premises. And then you have to plan do a very good planning when it reached to the construction stage. Also, I'm not so sure about the size of the building because I only know that it's a cylinder shape, but there's no dimension given. Whether it would be sufficient enough to cope with the your function, which something this is something that I don't know. Yeah, this is my preliminary views on this project.
Okay, thank you. Yuki, please. Thank you.
I think in principle this is a very good proposal, and it is a very creative, very efficient use of the, I wouldn't call it a waste urban land, but I think it's underused urban land. It also can bring more lively activities into the waterfront. But I think my some of my technical questions already raised by some of the members here, including how to design for barrier-free development. I mean, the question is, how come the street level, I mean the bridge level, which is a level with the podium deck, why that cannot be integrated so that the handicap can actually can access right from the bridge level? The environmental issues in terms of the air and noise quality also raised by some of the members. The Section 16 you mentioned in your paper, that raised my doubt a little bit, but you mentioned about the rezoning. I'm sure you will be getting support from the District Planning Office in terms of whether it should be a Section 16 or Section 12A. This is under the road zone, not permitting any particular GIC uses. But my particular question is, because with one of your planning principles is to allow the space for public recreational, cultural, and leisure uses. Would that allow share uses with other organizations? For example, not your organization. If they come for a request, whether they can also use the space for them to conduct events, would that be allowed? I mean, these are the questions I have, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Thank you. PY, and then I think I'll draw a line and ask the proponents to respond.
Thank you, Chairman. I would just like to say I support this very innovative proposal, and I congratulate the architects for coming up with this idea. I think that you should, in fact, deserve a much better site, more accessible site, if possible. I think we are not going to do the detailed design for them, so let them scratch their head. I'm sure they will solve these design problems.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, I mean, I think you'll gather from comments, general support, views and observations on design, on pollution, on access. This is almost a dry run, I think, of your presentation to the Town Planning Board. We must remember we're the Harbourfront Commission, but I think the comments you've had, I think, could be useful going forward. But perhaps you'd like to respond?
Yes,
thank
sure.
you.
Now, thank you for all your support, and honestly, I have a very long PowerPoint that answer all these questions, but I originally don't expect such a interest, you know, that beyond. And then, but I can first answer some of the quick question first before I go on to the longer one. Now, first of all, now.
Sorry, can they all be quick?
Yes, sure. Now, it's not shown in this. This is a schematic design. We actually have a detailed design that we have incorporated a disabled platform, bringing connection between the bridge and the island. And after talking to Highway and Transport, that partly answer the question why it's not allowed for parking of the truck. It's because we are not going to allow the vehicular access unless it's extraordinary situation, because that's a very difficult junction for traffic. So for that reason, we are not allowed to have vehicle access on street level, apart from fire or unusual things. So now, in terms of a lot of your question is related to two issues. One is related to the design challenges, and other is related to the operation. So maybe I first answer the operation side quickly. Now, in terms of operation, now imagine to seek a government policy support, we won't be let easily go. We have done extensive operation proposal for coming years. Just like applying a heritage building, we have been going through this process already. And then they have read our operation proposal with all the numbers, etc., before they give us the policy support. So this side was, and then we also have operate our center for a few years already. So we have record. So that demonstrate how we can manage. In terms of cost, it will be in the scale of 10 to 20,000 million in this scale. But we think about collaboration. Architects are creative. We collaborate with contractors. At this moment, a lot of material, as I mentioned earlier, is actually building waste, recycled from other sites. So this is also, we intended to partly to save the cost, and we'll do our own fundraising on this project. Okay. And then in terms of challenges, a lot of exactly that my long PowerPoint will explain, but I would like to touch a view of them, which you mentioned very good. Now, first, there's a lot of utility on the site. Actually, our design have a lot of area qua file within that circle to provide access to these services. That's why it's not an easy site. If it's easy, I tell you, it was used already. So otherwise, it won't be in our hand. Okay, so power supply, all these things, we have a proper team, pro bono consultant, like JRP, like a lot of, you know, architects connections. That's so we have the team to deal with these technical issues like power, utility, and etc. So in terms of the design, we do totally agree with all your concern and raise about. And then now, like pollution, okay? Actually, this site is built because of the noise and everything. It will be tight. We will have a vestibule to treat a lot of things. And then in terms of lock, okay, we know that it's going to be dusty. That's why it's not a glass box. It's going to be heavily, if you know classical architecture, heavily textured things is the best way with light and shadow to deal with dust and dirt and etc. So the major look will be light and shadow and form. Not so much about color, because I don't think this is a good place that we're going to put a lot of spotlight to highlight colors. Okay? There may be colors in future from our event, but not from the building itself so much. Okay? So I think I quickly touch a few these points. I know that someone is telling me to stop. So, but I hope this sufficiently give you confidence that this is properly handled by a group of professionals, and then we'll make hopefully demonstrate how Hong Kong people can creatively use such a difficult site.
Thank you, LK. I think I will draw a line there. I mean, I think you've gathered from the comments that there is support. Take away the observation, I regard them as observations, I think, and comments, and take them away. I think you may want to build or respond to those items in your presentation to other bodies, because if we raise the questions, they will raise similar questions. So I think a bit of refinement of the presentation, but thank you very much, and in principle, you have our support.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, sorry, I have a hand up on my, sorry.
Mr. Chairman, just a quick clarification response to Suki's point.
Right, please.
Actually, a Section 16 application, plan application will be required because there's provisioned in the NOx for any uses within the road zone, okay, rather than the rezoning application.
Right. And sorry, just before you go, TD, Peter, do you want to make a comment? Sorry,
just thank since,
you.
We are talking, some members talking about transport department, so I just give some quick comment. I believe the Hong Kong Architectural Center, they mentioned about transport department support them. I believe there is whether we have no objection to it. That's it. No one can support them. Secondly, as you mentioned about the sidelight concern, which is we have been posed to the them before, and about the site being not used, whether it will be used for traffic lane or something like that, as Paul mentioned, I believe the site is being surrounded by columns, so it's very difficult to use the site for traffic improvement. And concerning the used by Mr. Chen about previous requests about being used as a car park. In general, in the Hong Kong, in the central areas, we try to look for more car parking spaces. But this site may be a difficult one. But I don't believe we just allow, because we allow for this center and not giving it to a car park. So I will follow up these issues separately from our colleagues. Thank you.
Thank you. Obviously, TD done its homework. Right.
Okay,
thank you very much. Okay, thank you.